Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Yat Shalom. We're now on Masechet Mura Daf Chaf Amud Bet, the Mishnah. Continuing with the status of different Tmurot and Vladot. Tmurat Asham, Vlad Tmura, Vladan, Uvlad Vladan, Adsof Kol HaOlam. So the status of Tmurat Asham, or if that Tmura is a female, it's Vlad, or on and on. Yiru'at Shistavu, Merachumi Pludam Avlin Dava. They all have to graze, and then the money goes to the Ndava. Rabbi, and it's a little unclear what the Girsaot here are. We're going to read this as Rabbi Elazar Omer Yamutu, and Rabbi Eliezer Omer Avibidameha Olot. So the disagreement here between Rabbi Eliezer and Tanakama is what you do with the money. Rabbi Elazar would say that they die. Asham Shemetu Balav Shechipru Balav Yeruad Shistavu. Now you have the parallel with the Chatat, which is an asham where the owner died before bringing it, or already got kapara because it got lost, brought another one, etc. It grazes, and again, Rabbi Elazar Mayamuta, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yavi B'dameha Ola. Follow after Dava Olahi. This is the next Mishnah, and this is the argument. The argument is that in Dava, anyways, is an Ola. Uma Ben Divrei Rabbi Elazar Divrei Chachamim, Ela Bizman Shiba Ola, Somechalam Vinis Sachim Sachayam Shalo. If it's brought in as an ola, then it's brought as a korban yachid, and all of those laws apply. And you bring in the sachim, and that's provided by yourself. Now, if it's a korban sibur, the sachim have to come, but it comes from the public fund. Imaya kohen avodatava ora shalo. Let's say this owner is a kohen, he gets to do the avodah, and he gets to keep the pelt. Vizman shin dava, then eno samechale, there's no smichan a korban sibur, eno vialen the sachim, sachem shel sibur, then a sachim come from the tzibur. Afapishu kohen on the top of the Rav Mishael on Shem Mishmar. But even though he's a kohen, nonetheless, all of that devolves upon the on Shem Mishmar and doesn't go to him personally. Now the question is what we need all of this for. Tzuricha the Ashmin and Asham. If we only have the rule of the Asham itself in the second half, then Bahakam Rabbi Elazar Yamutu Mishum de Gazar Lacha Kapara to the Fein Kapara. There we might say, again, it might be Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Eliezer, whoever it says Yamutu might say, Yamutu is because we have to protect against this, a case of the animal coming La'achar Kapora, and say Yamutu in a case of Lifnei Kapora, when both of them would be viable, but in the first half of the Mishnah, Eimamodu L'Rabbanan. I could say that he agrees with the Rabbanan that not Yamutu, but graze. If Yashmin and Hatam, then just flip it. Ba'akam Rabbanan, 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 just do a flip Tzuichuta, which is to say, if I only had the other side, I would think that the other position would have agreed. Machloket Lachar Kapara. He says the Machloket about Mita or grazing is only if the thing was found Lachar Kapara. But with the Lifnei Kapara, you could bring this lost animal that was now found as an Asham itself. So evidently what Rav Nachman meant was also about the Tmura. He said, first of all, you can't get Kapara with something that was an Avera. To bring your principal Asham as a Tmura doesn't make sense. We already have Rav Shuban Levi saying, Vlad Rishon Karev, Vlad Sheni, Eno Karev. And now if you have a Tmurat Asham, and it's Vlad, it's two generations away, and that means you don't bring it at all. Elit Mahachit Mar, here's how you should, Rachma Ravua, Machloket Kodim Kapara. The Machloket is only before Kapara. Lacha Kapara, Hu Atzmo Karev Ola. After Kapara, then everybody agrees that you actually could bring the Vlad Tmura as an Ola itself. Torachanel Suyu, Rav Shuban Levi. Rabbi Shimon Levi said that only the first generation, and a Vlad Tmura is a second generation. Kasha, so then it's just a challenge, but it's not a killer. So the following question. And this is something that we already dealt with Rabbi Yosef Hanina in the previous podcast. Let's say you set aside a Nekeva as an Asham. Can you bring its child as an Ola? We said Rabbi Elazar agrees that you cannot, even though Mafrish Nekeva Le'ola, you could bring the child as an Ola, according to Rabbi Elazar. Nonetheless, Asham, he would agree because the mother never was called an Asham. The answer is Lo Shmiele. The questioner didn't know that statement. So what did he answer? He actually answered him that it is offered. So hi my, ad kan lo kam Rabbi Lazar elam afish nekevel ola. So the same conversation took place now. He said Rabbi Lazar only agreed about nekevel ola dika shem ola limo, because the mother has a shem ola because of ola ta'of. We already said. Now, it was replicating Rabbi Sochanina's reasoning. So he came and said what Al Havmin originally was, which is Rabbi Lezer's reason is not because of the status of the mother and the mother having a Shem Olah, but rather because the mother is fit to be, the child is fit to be offered, so you have in the Keva La'olah and the child is a fit Zachar, you could bring it. The same way, Hanami Chazal Akrava, you were Mafrish in the Kebel Asham, and it has a child that's a male, you could bring it. So, Eitavei, Vladan Vlad Vladan Atzov Kolaam, Yavibin Mayan Olah. Our Mishnah says that a Tumat Asham and Vlad Tumat Asham is used for an Olah. And that's only its money. Bidmehen in, but Atzmolo, only its, it can only be sold and used that way. So, Hamaskin Gonshi Aldan Nekeva. So what we mean is, that's only if it gave birth to another nekeva, so you let it graze. What, it never has a boys in the scenario in the Mishnah? I'm going to use a Babylonian type tough answer or stretchy answer. Let's say it was always having the kevot. So finally, you just have to let him graze, and you'll never have one that's a male that you could bring. So his argument is that if any of them were males, they could be brought as olot themselves. Okay, Tumata Bechor Vama'aser. Here's the end of the perek, as far as the Mishnayot goes. What do you do with a Tumat Bechor, which of course can't be brought as a Bechor, or Tumat Ma'aser can't be brought as a Ma'aser? Vladan Vlad Vadan Atzof Ha'olam, so if they're females, then they're Vladot. Arei Elukim Bechor Chama'aser, which means Yachlu Mumman Labalim, you have to let them graze, get a mum. If it's a Bechor, the Kohen eats it. If it's a Ma'aser, the owner eats it. Mabim Bechor Ma'aser Levin Kol HaKodshim. So how are Bechor Ma'aser different than all Kodshim? So, first of all, the Mishnah and Bechorot that we saw, all of the Kodshim, when you redeem them, are sold in the marketplace, slaughtered in the marketplace, weighed out with a normal weighing, and even though it might be Bizon Kodshim, it's because the value is going to go to Hekdesh, we want to increase the value. Chusman Bechor Ma'aser, since the value is going to go, the money is going to go to the owner, we don't afford him that opportunity, and we say you have to sell it more Bechavod, sell it in your home. V'yeshla en pidyon, other kodshim could be redeemed. V'litmurote en pidyon, that tmurot could be redeemed. Chutzman a b'chor ma'aser can't be redeemed. You can't redeem a b'chor, make it not a b'chor. Uva'in mechutz alaretz, that b'chorot, other kodshim could come from chutz alaretz. Chutzman a b'chor ma'aser, they only come from Eretz Yisrael. But she'im ba'u t'mim mikavu, if they come from chutz alaretz and they're t'mim, you could offer them up. V'im ba'alim mumin yachlub mumman la'ba'alim. Then they're eaten by their ba'alim. V'shimon ma'atam. So he says, what's the reason we don't bring Bechor Ma'aser from Chutz La'aretz? Bechor Ma'aser Yishlam Parnasam Koman. They have a solution locally. What's that? That if they get a mum, they can be eaten without being brought. You don't have to redeem them at all. Other Kodshim that get a mum have to be redeemed, and they still have Kedusha, and therefore you can bring them from Chutz La'aretz. Okay, Amar Rav Azaban B'Ma'arava. We asked the question in Eretz Yisrael. Hamatil mum b'tmurat Bechor Ma'aser Mahu. What happens if you have a Bechor and you did a Tmura on the Bechor and then you deliberately make a Mum on it or Ma'aser? Mi'amrin came into Lo Karivan Lo Mechayev, since they couldn't ever go on the Mizbeach, you're not Chayav for Matil Lo Mekodshim. Or Dilma came into Kodshim Mechayev, but since they're Hekdesh, you're Chayev. So Amar Abayev Ven Tibi Lach Matil Mum B'Tshisho Ma'aser. Why don't you ask the question better about being matil mum in a number 9 of Ma'aser, when you went 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 10, and mistakenly called number 9, number 10, and it is as Kedushat Ma'aser, but evidently it's not offered on the Mizbeach. Alamayshna Tshi Delo Mikami Bayilach. Why didn't you ask about that? Rachmana Ma'ate Ha'asiri. Only the 10th goes. Lo Tzia Tshi. And therefore, if you're matil mum B'Tshi, you're not Chayiv. Chanami Rachmana Mi'atinu. Lo tifteh kodesh heim. A Bechor itself is kodesh. Heim krevin vein tmuratan kreva. And therefore, since the tmura is not offered, you're not chayiv from matil mum b'tmura. Rachab Yitzchak mani lahachi. He had a different version of it, which is just a flip. Rachab Reid Rav Aza, Ban Marav, and Eretz Yisrael, they asked the question, Hamatil mum b'tshisho ma'aser ma'u. Amar leviti b'aylech matil mum b'tmurat Bechor ma'aser. So again, it's just turned around. In Eretz Yisrael, they asked the question about being matil mum in a number 9 of ma'aser. And they said, why are you asking that? Why don't you ask me matil mum in a tmurat Bechor? Because the Torah said Kodeshem, Hein Krivin Vein Tumratan Kriva, so Chi Shal Maser Nami Rachmana Me'ate Asir Lotziat Chi. So he gives the same answer backwards. Okay, the Imbau Tmimin, we said that that if they came to Tmimin from Chutz La'aretz, you offer them. Raminu Ben Antigonos Hela Bechor Bavel, famous Mishnah at the end of Chala, that this fellow brought Bechorot from Bavel, Velo Kibu Menu. They didn't accept them. The answer is this point in our Mishnah is a machloket of Bishmael Rabbi Kiva. And we'll see how the sides lay out as follows. The long piece. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi, my Gimel Devarim Shmishum Gimel Zakinim. Said three quotes from three elders of previous generations. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, here we go. Yachol Yale Adam Ma'aser Sheni Mizman Azev Yechlan Mishalayim. I might think that you could bring Ma'aser Sheni and eat it inside the walls of Mishalayim without a mikdash. Vedinhu. Right, here's the reason that you couldn't. Bechor ta'un avat makom, maaser ta'un avat makom. Both bechor and maaser have to be brought to the place. Ma bechor eino ne'achal ela b'fnei abayit. Bechor can't be eaten unless it is b'fnei beit hamikdash. So you see, right, your Shmuel certainly allows for the possibility of bringing bechor from chutz la'aretz. Af maaser eino ne'achal b'fnei abayit. So they would say, no, that doesn't work. That binyanav doesn't work. B'chor has to, it's dam and it's fats go on the Mizbeach. Tova maser, delo, maser doesn't go on the Mizbeach. So therefore maser still could be eaten in Yerushalayim. So Marta bikurim tu nirevat makom. So here now it's a binyanav mishnek tuvim. We're going to say bikurim could prove it, which is umaser tovim makom. Bikurim have to be brought to the place, and so does maser. Ma bikurim nechal b'fnei abayit. Bikurim need the Beit HaMikdash to be eaten. Av maser nechal b'fnei abayit. Same thing with maser. They have to be laid in front of the Mizbeach. Meaning, Maser has no connection to the Mizbeach. So therefore it says, the Torah says you're going to come and eat in front of Hashem and all these things which include Bechorot and Bikurim. Kish Maser leBechor. Ma Bechor einor achal b'fnei abayit. So now the Torah pushed these two together, even though they're dissimilar. And just like a Bechor can't be eaten if there's no Beit HaMikdash, af Maser einor achal b'fnei abayit. Same thing with Maser Sheni. Okay, so that's how he proves it, but he says, why do we need the Pasuk? V'lehadar dina. Why do I need the Pasuk? I could have proven it from my other models. V'lehtib matzad, because Bechor and Bikurim are dissimilar. One is a Korban, one is not. And that could have given me the answer of Rashi, Mishum Dikalamer, Malatzad Hashem Hashemayan, Shekinyi Hashem Tzad Mizbeach. Because both of them have in common at Tzad Mizbeach, Bikurim and Bechor, and Maaser has none of that. Okay, now parenthetically, Micah Summer, what's Rabbi Shmuel's position about that very testy issue that we've already dealt with once in this Masechet, and chiefly at the end of Zachim? Sorry, we dealt with it at the end of Arachim. If Kedusha of Shlomo, the Beit HaMikdash was permanent, so loshta b'chor v'loshta maaser, b'nei avanim, you should be able to bring them and eat them and offer them up at the location of the Mizbeach without a Beit HaMikdash. V'ikos ha'ra kudusha v'shara kichal shatav lo kichal atidavo, and if you think that the kudusha is not permanent, meaning right now there is no kudusha, afir b'chor nami tiboy lach, then ask the question about b'chor. So the olam kasara kedusha rishonah kichal shatav lo kichal atidavo. The answer is what Mishrael's position is, the kudusha is not permanent. V'achav ma'askina, and the question he was asking was about a very, very fine case. When she nizrakta moshe b'chor b'fnei abayit, that the b'chor was brought just as the Romans were coming in to destroy the Beit HaMikdash, they did zrikat adam, chor b'abayit, and then the temple was destroyed. V'adayin b'saro kayam, the meat of the b'chor is still around. It's still within the 2 days. Kevan de'i ite l'adam lo bar zrikahu, if you had the dam around, you couldn't do zrikat adam. So ati basar yalif midam. So then we learn from dam that the basar can't be eaten. Vati masar yalif mi bechor. And then we learn from maser from the bechor. And that's his question: could we do that? So the question is umi alfin kodesh miadari. But since when do we make a daisy chain of inferences from kodesh? From Yochanan, kol Torah kula lamedin lamin min alamin. Meaning you can learn one thing from another and that to a next. So transitive properties. Chutz min hakodshim, in the world of kodshim, you can't do that. Chein lamedin lamed min alamed. Lamed min alamed means you can infer from a milamed. But once you've inferred, that one next cannot become an index for the next piece. So the answer is maaser chulinu. Maaser sheni itself is chulin, and therefore it can be part of the chain. But that only will work. If you look at the receiver of the inference and its status. So since maaser is chulin, therefore it's not in the world of Kodshim that we're doing this trip, this double inference. But if you look at the in source of information, Ma'ika Lamema, because after all, it's Dam to Basar, and then Basar to Maaser, and Dam and Basar both Kodshim. The answer is Basar and Dam, Chadimiltahi. That's one thing. There is no Lamed Min Lamed. We shoot the whole question down. It's all one unit, Basar and Dam. And therefore, we're learning from Basar and Dam to Maaser. Maaser could be Kodesh, it would still work. Okay, that's Rabbi Shmuel's position. Right, which means that Rabbi Shmuel's position is you could certainly bring a Bachor from Chutz La'aretz. The only issue, of course, is Bisman Hazeh. And Rabbi Kiva here explicitly says, I might think you could bring a Bachor from Chutz La'aretz when there is a Beit HaMikdash and offer it up. He takes the same Pasuk Rabbi Shmuel had, but he uses it for something very different. He says, you can only bring Bechor from a place where you can bring Maaser. And therefore you cannot bring Bechor from Chutz La'aretz at all. And that was the Mishnah and Chala that they rejected Ben Amtignos's Bechorot from Bavel. But as I omer, so now we have a third piece on this Pasuk, which is a third possibility. I might think that you could bring Maaser Sheni and eat it within view of Yerushalayim, like on Harat Sofim, even though you're not inside the walls. V'dinu, and they'll say now why you can't. B'chor Tan Rav Makom, Maaser Tan Rav Makom. Again, B'chor and Maaser are similar. Ma B'chor and Rachal Lefnim Nachomah, Maaser and Rachal Lefnim Nachomah. B'chor has to be inside the walls, so Maaser too. So Ma'ala B'chor Shkain Tan Matan Devin, Ve'emirin Gabay Mizbeach. So we use the same piece that Bishmael used to disassociate them. So Maaser Delo. Again, we quote the pasuk Makish Maaser LeBechor, and now the Hekesh of Maaser LeBechor is not about eating a bisman hazeh, but about where Ma LeBechor and Nachal Lefnim Nachoma Maaser and Nachal Lefnim Minachoma. Now, parenthetically, my kasha to Kamar Yachol. Why was Benzal Ben Azai suggesting that you might be able to eat it Bechol Aroet? So Amarta, who ill with non envy Shalushalaim, Elish Bishilochlin Kojim Kalim Masashin Bechol Aroeh, the famous Mishnah in Zvachim, which is repeated as part of the Ein Bein series in Megillah, that the difference between Shiloh and Yerushalayim is that Kochim Kalim and Masashin are eaten within visual, contact of the Makom Mikdash. You don't have to be inside the walls. They're on the walls of the Shiloh. Remember, was outside of the city. The Mikdash of Shiloh was outside of the city. And there, Kochim Kalim have to be eaten inside the curtains or the Azara. So, Ma'udatem Yerushalayim Leiti Maaser Sheni Bechol Aroeh. So here's my argument. Maybe Yerushalayim, Maaser Sheni didn't get any more stringent than Shiloh. So, Kamash Balan, that the Torah said it does. Okay, the last piece on this pasuk is, Achei Omrim Yacholiyeh Bechor She'av Yibrash Nato Kipsuleh Muktashin Vi Pasel. I might think that a Bechor that already passed being 1 year old is too late and can't is Pasul. Again, our pasuk in Rei, Makish Bechor Maaser Maaser Enon Nipsal Mishnah L'Chavrata. You can bring Maaser Sheni from the previous year and eat in Shalayim. Bechor Enon Nipsal Mishnah L'Chavrata. So the same thing with Bechor. You can bring a Bechor that's a year old and eat it in and offer it up. Now, everybody else used that pasuk for something else. So how do they know this halacha that you could eat a bechor from its previous year? So right, that you eat a bechor. This is in the parsha of Kol HaBechor. You eat it in front of Hashem shana v'shana, meaning the mina bechor shen himself b'shana l'chavrata. You could eat it 1 year after the other. But Achirim now already got that halacha from our key pasuk in Rei. What do they do with Shana v'Shana? We saw this in Bechorot. How do I know that I eat a Bechor for 2 days? Because it says Shana v'Shana, meaning I could theoretically eat it over 2 years, meaning one day at the end of 1 year and the first day of the next year. So where do Rabbanan get that halacha from? Because the Torah says in the end of Parshat Korach that the Bechor is given to the Kohanim like Chazeat Nufa, and Chazeat Nufa, which are, and Shokat Truma, which are the parts of the Shlamim, are eaten like Shlamim, which means for 2 days and the intervening night. Okay, Hadran Alach Elu Kod Hashem. We're going to pick it up with the fifth parak, Vlad Chatat, in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.